The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, happy Monday to you, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are so glad you're hanging out with us today. We have a very special treat for you. Coming up on today's program, President Trump is going to be making his fourth appearance on the program. The president is going to be spending about 15 or 20 minutes with us later today in the show. And I want to encourage you, you're going to want to stick around and listen to this interview. This will be the first time the president has been able to respond to not just Mike Pence, but the attacks coming from the establishment Republicans over the weekend. And we're just certain the president's going to have a lot to say about that. Now, before we jump into Joe Rogan, and I want to, so we've got a lot of moving parts today. So we've got President Trump coming up. I want to weigh in on Joe Rogan, but I want to explain why you will not be able to call into the program today. So last Thursday, there was an ice storm, and it was an it was an ice storm, all right? It wasn't like the apocalypse, but since the ice storm hit Memphis, Tennessee, a city that is controlled by Democrats, a city that is focused on everything except what they're supposed to be doing, their jobs, since that time, tens of thousands of Memphians have been without power, including Comcast, which controls our phone system. So the phone system that we use for our national radio program is run through Comcast. And we have been without phones since last Thursday. They went down during our program, and there's no telling when the power is going to be restored here. The Memphis Light, Gas, and Water, that is the local utility, the public utility, that is in charge of keeping the lights on, and they've done a horrible job. The last totals I saw were 60-some-odd thousand customers are still without power. And I can tell you, and I know this, and we have the evidence to back all of this up, that the local utility is more concerned about social justice causes than they are about making sure people are able to have heat during the dead of winter. They're all about changing the names of the streets and tearing down the statues. They're all about that kind of stuff. But when it comes to actually taking care of the business at hand, they don't do that. I don't know what it's like in your city, in your state, in your community, but people have been suffering here. People just do not know what to do. And so this is why you will not be able to call, but we are monitoring our Facebook live stream, and we will keep you updated, and we're going to be reading some of the comments and try to engage you in that way. Our engineering staff has done a terrific job. We did a little bit of redneck engineering over the weekend, ladies and gentlemen, and which is why we're going to be able to talk with President Trump later in this program. So hang tight. We're hoping, this is all out of our control. Unfortunately, we have leftists who are running Memphis Light, Gas, and Water, and they don't know what they don't know what they're doing. As a matter of fact, I have to share this story with you. It was fascinating. So people have no. It's been in the teens over the weekend. People are suffering here in Memphis, and they've been going to the shelters. Well, the city of Memphis put out an announcement that anybody showing up at a city-run shelter had to show proof of that, or they had to be vaccinated, and or that they had to submit to a China virus test before they would gain entrance into the shelter. So basically, they were giving the citizens of Memphis a choice. You can either get the China virus test, or you're going to freeze to death. So that, I mean, it's unbelievable. But this is the cruelty of Democrat leadership, Democrat control. The people in California, they know all about this. You guys have been under the control, under the thumb of Democrats for generations. So I'm listening to the morning show, KWAM, which is our flagship station. They have a city councilman come on. And the city councilman is saying, well, the reason why all the power is out and the reason why you people are is, first of all, you don't pay enough money for your monthly electric bill. And number two, it's your responsibility to cut down the trees on your property. I'm not sure how well that's going to go over with the good taxpayers here in Memphis, but that's basically what we're dealing with. Still just tens of thousands of people, no school, no telling when everything's going to come back on, and that is why we don't have phones. Is it too much to ask? All we need are our phones back. That's it. All right, let's talk about Joe Rogan for a moment, and actually for more than a moment, because I'm really, really put out by I'm just disgusted by everybody. I'm disgusted at the cancel culture jihadist. I'm disgusted at conservatives. I'm disgusted at Joe Rogan. I'm just fed up with everybody. Now, here's what you need to understand. And I know this is a difficult thing to grasp, but here's what you need to know. The cancel culture mob doesn't want your apology. They say they want your they say they want you to apologize. They say they want an apology, but they really don't want an apology. Here's what they want to do. As soon as you take a knee and bow down to this cancel culture mob, they will chop your head out. That's it. It's gone. That's what they want. They don't want your apology. They want your submission, and then they want to destroy you. So Joe Rogan, and there's been a debate in the conservative world over whether or not he apologized two times or one. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because once you start apologizing, that's it. Now, look, I have never liked Joe Rogan, and it's nothing personal. I just don't like his podcast. I don't like his comedy. I just the whole thing with him and Bernie Sanders. And I know the conservatives have a bad problem here. They embrace anybody who says something even remotely conservative, and the next thing you know, they become a conservative god. And I never have really bought into all of that. But you don't hear me. Have you ever heard me complaining about Joe Rogan on this radio program? No, of course not. And you want to know why? It's a very simple reason, really. Because I don't care about his opinion. He's got a right to his opinion. And you know what? I have a right not to listen to that opinion. It's called America. But man almighty, you've got all these conservatives that are out there, and I'm not going to name names. We'll be here till the cows come home. I'm not going to name names, but the only reason these conservatives jumped on board the Joe Rogan bandwagon is because they thought they would elevate themselves. They thought that their own platforms would somehow be lifted because of his massive audience. No doubt about it. What is it, 11 million people a day download the guy's podcast? I mean, he's hugely popular. It's just not my glass of sweet tea. That's all I'm trying to say. I don't begrudge Joe Rogan. I think it's terrific. And now some of you are thinking, well, wait a second. Starnes has been defending Joe Rogan fiercely over the weekend. What's up with that? Why would Starnes fiercely defend somebody who he doesn't like? Well, I'm going to answer that question for you. And it's very simple. Because if I don't stand up for Joe Rogan, the mob's going to come after me one day. And you know what? Rogan's not going to stand up for me. How many times has Joe Rogan stood up for any conservative that has come under attack by the cancel culture mob? And I'm not saying he has an obligation to. I'm just asking a simple question. But the reason I'm defending Joe Rogan is there's a bigger issue here. It's not just about Joe Rogan. This is about freedom of speech. This is about an evil, evil thing that is happening in our country, where the leftist mob will silence anybody they disagree with. You've got the White House, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States calling on big tech to deplatform a guy simply because he has an opinion they don't agree with. I got a problem with that. And you know what I find fast? So I knew this was coming. So they've been upset with Joe Rogan because he opened up his podcast to medical doctors who disagree with the patron saint of Wuhan. God forbid anybody have an opinion that's different from Dr. Anthony Fauci. I know he's a deity on the left, but, you know, some people disagree with Dr. Fauci. So anyway, that's why they were going after this guy, and it wasn't working. People were fired up. Even The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, he was saying, hey, look, I don't think there's anything wrong with what this guy is saying. And then over the weekend, all you know what broke loose, because the mob, these little jihadists, they decided to dig into Joe Rogan's past podcast. And they started realizing, wait a second, there's something going on here. Joe Rogan has used the N-word. Joe Rogan has said racially offensive things in the past. Yeah, no kidding. The guy's a comedian. And he would say these things on the podcast, and there were a lot of podcasts. I don't know how many podcasts, but he was using the N-word. Again, Todd, why would you defend? Because it's not about the N-word. And that's... go back to just a few seconds ago when I told you I don't listen to Rogan because I don't like his comedy. I don't like his style. And I don't like people using that kind of language. We got a problem in this country here, folks. And I don't know. I'd like to talk to the person who is the ultimate decider on what words are offensive and what words are not. I would like to meet that person. I would like to know why is it okay for somebody to go out there and say GD, why it's okay to damn God, but you can't say another word. Who makes that decision? Who is the arbiter? I'd like to know the rationale. Who gets to decide what words are banned and what words are not? I'd like to meet that person. But again, I condemn that's just offensive, horrible language that we don't use on this radio program. But it's not my podcast. It's his podcast. And the mainstream media has been very selective in their indignation when it comes use to certain racial epithets. And we've got all the evidence, and we're going to share it with you in today's program. But what really bothers me, all of these people, all of these conservatives, and there are a lot of grifters in the conservative world these days. And we do our best, we do our gut level best to bring you the best news and information and opinion that we can possibly bring to you. You may disagree with it, but by golly, when you stop listening to this program at 3 o'clock, when you turn off your radio, and you can say, you know what, Starnes is a moron, but you know what, at least he was honest with us. At least he told us his opinion. He wasn't feeding us a load of grade A fertilizer. There was no crop of butter beans growing out of my radio while I was listening to Starnes. And we do our best to try to do that every single day. But now, all of a sudden, I realized when all of this was starting to break, you had The Rock said, that's it, I'm out of here. That's horrible, offensive. Oh, really? Oh, really, Dwayne Johnson? Because we have audio of The Rock at wrestling events pretending to speak Chinese. And we're going to get to that a little bit later. I'm telling you, we've got the evidence here, folks. We've got all sorts of evidence to call out all of these leftists who are attacking Joe Rogan. But you know who I'm most disgusted with here? I'm most disgusted with my fellow conservatives, and especially those who do have platforms, because now all of a sudden those people who are Joe Rogan's biggest fans, oh, we just love him. It doesn't matter that he's a leftist. It doesn't matter that he supports socialism. It doesn't matter that he loves Bernie Sanders. We just love Joe Rogan, and we're standing with you, Joe. Well, guess what? All of those folks have left the building, but not us. We're going to stand up for Joe Rogan. And if we have to take some arrows and bullets, so be it. But by golly, somebody's going to stand up for free speech around here, even speech that you find disgusting and offensive. And there's a lot of it out there, dropping the F word here and there and everywhere. There's no cause for that. But you know what? Again, what do I care? I don't subscribe to the podcast. And that should be the rule of thumb in America. If you don't like something, don't listen to it. Nobody's forcing you to listen to that. Now, look, we would open up the phone lines, but we are opening up the Facebook page. And a lot of you folks are weighing in on this. Grace Baker's going to be following your comments. We've got to take a break. I'm going to give the phone number because I always do it. And if I don't, I'll discombobulate here. 844-747-8868. Our website, toddstearns.com. Coming up a little bit later on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, President Trump. We'll be right back, America.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Hi, friends. Todd Starnes here, officially inviting you to join me and over 2 million other active AMAC members nationwide. We've made AMAC America's largest organization for conservative seniors. We really dodged a bullet in January, scoring victories that stopped the big spending Build Back Better scheme, and we saved the filibuster from liberal mischief that would have hurt our seniors. But many battles lie ahead. And it's more important than ever that you add your name to AMAC's membership roster. So I'm personally urging you to choose AMAC now. You not only get great membership benefits, including AMAC discounts on hotels, travel, and restaurants, but at the same time, your membership will support your values. Go to amac.us/starnes today to start your discounts. That's amac.us/starnes to become an AMAC member like me. They need you, and America needs AMAC. Go to amac.us/darns today to start your discounts.
So now Joe Rogan has apologized again. He's got to stop that. Stop apologizing to the cancel culture mob. They don't want your apology, folks. They want to destroy you. And that's what that's all about. And look, I know firsthand, and after leaving Fox, because the cancel culture mob came after me at Fox News Channel, and I determined once I struck out on my own here that we're just not going to tolerate that anymore. We're just not. And I don't care what they say. My family knows who I am. You guys know who I am. And we're just going to keep fighting the good fight because we believe in freedom and liberty. And this is all about silencing dissent and opinion. And folks, if you look over the weekend, we had so many instances of big tech censoring people, from the truckers over in Canada who are just God-loving patriots. GoFundMe shut them down. You've got Facebook shutting people down, Twitter shutting people down, YouTube. The list goes on and on. We're banned for life from LinkedIn for simply sharing stories, not even opinions. So I want you to listen to me. We've got a lot of folks weighing in, and you guys are sounding off from all over America. Julie in Carson City, Nevada, and Kay in Gainesville, Georgia. We've got Lenny in Nashville, North Carolina, and Patsy over in Collierville, Tennessee. Hope you got power, Patsy. We've got people all over the country. I want you to listen to me. You need to sign up for our newsletter because that is the only way around all of this nonsense. You know, Joe Rogan and the owners of Spotify are now apologizing to their employees. They say they're not going to ban Rogan. They're not going to kick him to the curb, but they could. And that's why we do everything related to this program on our website, because they can't touch our website. That belongs to me. You know what? I am the corporation. So they're not going to be able to sway me one way or the other. And that's why we want you to have access to all of that. Sign up for the free newsletter, download our free podcast, which, by the way, last month, 1.3 million people downloaded our podcast. We have one of the top, I don't know, 60 podcasts in all of America. And it's because of you guys. So, look, we've got so much. I have so much to say about this. We're going to play you audio that you're not going to hear on the mainstream media. But you need to hear this. And you need to understand who is really a conservative and who the fakers are. And we're going to be naming names coming up after the bottom of the hour news break here. All right, 844-747-8868. If you cannot get through, our phones may still be down. We don't know when they're going to come back up. But in the meantime, you can leave your opinion on our Facebook live stream. You can reach out to us there. You can also reach out to us on our website as well. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. President Trump coming up on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Stick around, everybody. Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, we've got the photo up on the website. Did you hear about old Stacey Abrams? So she visited a grade school there in the Atlanta area for Black History Month. They're indoctrinating the kids. And they invited Stacey, the romance novelist, to read storybooks to the children. So there were some photographs taken of the event that were posted by Stacey Abrams and then the school and then the PTA of the school. I mean, all sorts of pictures. And one in particular featured Stacey Abrams sitting, what do we used to call it Indian style, but now it's that's inappropriate. I don't think we can say that.
I said crisscross applesauce.
Crisscross applesauce. Mm-hmm. I like that. So we used to sit Indian style. So there she is. Crisscross applesauce with all of the children surrounding Stacey Abrams, who still has yet to concede the gubernatorial race from 2018. Just want to throw that in there. So if you look at the photograph, very clear that all the children they're wearing the face burkas, but not Stacey Abrams. She's just sitting there grinning ear to ear. And people were pointing out the sheer hypocrisy of all of this. And so now Abrams is, first of all, Abrams deleted all the photos. The school deleted their photos. The PTA deleted their photos. But as you know, you can't delete anything from the internet, ladies and gentlemen. And so we had some enterprising folks that were able to snag the photographs. We had them on our website. Now, Stacey Abrams is saying this is all fake news. But unless somebody literally whitewashed the face burqa from her face, and pardon me for saying whitewash, I have no racial animosity here. That's just the term, whitewash. Unless somebody was able to do that, or perhaps Photoshop and remove the mask, then she's lying out the wazoo. Now, Stacey Abrams could have pulled an Eric Garcetti and said she was actually holding her breath. But that would be hard to do because I think, you know, there's that gap there. You know, so the breath would come in. Even if you were holding your breath, it would still seep in and out of the you can see the photograph for yourself. You'll know what I'm talking about. By the way, some people on social media wondering how Stacey Abrams, how did she, did she have any assistance sitting? Well, never. Better not go there. We've got. If I were running for governor of the state of Georgia right now as a Republican, I would be plastering that photograph on every single piece of campaign literature known to mankind. That's what I would do. All right, back to Joe Rogan. So the left here, this is not about race. They want you to believe this guy's now a racist, but he's not a racist. He's a foul-mouthed comedian, all right, who has an affection towards Bernie Sanders. That, to me, was that was the off-ramp for me when it came to Joe Rogan. But again, what do I care? 11 million people every day listen to this guy, and they love the guy, and that's great. But all these conservatives who were speaking out and showing, you know, oh, we stand with Joe Rogan. Well, when the N-word audio came out, that was it, and they checked out. Including people like The Rock, who's not a conservative, but The Rock said, "Oh, that's offensive. How could you ever support anybody that would be racially insensitive to people?" Well, here's The Rock, and he's got a little Asian American problem.
Now, Mick, if you need even further clarification, let The Rock tell you in Chinese.
Uh-oh, Chinese.
Jing bang ding dong, his don't go ai.
So let me say, first of all, how righteously indignant I am. How dare you, Joe? How dare you, The Rock? How dare you, Dwayne Johnson? Who do you think you are? What in the name of Mugu Guy Pan do you think you're doing, sir? There were people listening to that of the Asian persuasion, and they dropped their poo-poo platters right there on the spot. How dare you, sir? You know, I will say this in The Rock's defense here. That Mandarin Chinese that he just uttered, that is a hard dialect to get. But I think he nailed it. I mean, normally, like, for example, when, it was Driving Miss Daisy, where you had Dan Aykroyd trying to pull off a Southern accent. And it just didn't work, you know? It was like, Mama, he was just dropping, what are y'all doing here? And it was every single thing he said, and that passes for a Southern accent in Hollywood. What are y'all doing here? Grace Baker, how are you doing? It's like nobody talks like that down here.
No, not even close.
All that to say, the Rock in this, I mean, can we play that again? I just want you to hear it's a nuanced inflection of his voice as The Rock speaks Mandarin Chinese at the at whatever wrestling event this was.
Now, Mick, if you need even further clarification, let The Rock tell you in Chinese.
Uh-oh. Chinese?
Jing bang ding dong, his don't go ai.
I'm very impressed. I mean, I don't know if he's a linguist, if he studied that in college or not, but for him to be able to say ching chong ding dong, that is, it's without any hint of an American accent. Good for you. So anyway, wait a second. Why is it okay for him to appropriate the Chinese language? Nobody seemed to have a problem with that, right? And that's not those aren't the only people. Howard Stern actually did an incredibly offensive bit with Sherman. Is it Sherman Hensley Shelmsley? He used to be George. He played George Jefferson back in the day, and he was pretending that he was Ted Danson, who, by the way, did a whole bit in blackface with Whoopi Goldberg right there on the dais, and that was perfectly fine. And so Howard Stern did a sketch mocking that. With his cast there, we have bleeped out. I don't know how many bleeps we had here. Poor Kyle. He was sweating bullets when he was doing this. But let's take a listen to Howard Stern.
Oh, hush up. I hate blackface. I just can't get this shit off. Besides, Whoopi done wrote everything I'm going to say here tonight, so it's all right. Ain't that right, you smelly nigga?
I didn't write that.
Well, you is a smelly nigga. I got some more jokes for your New Year's Eve party there.
You're not tired of this.
And don't be racially offended, because Whoopi done wrote them for me, okay?
Here go we go. Go ahead.
Black hole.
Black hole.
Okay, we're going to stop there. We're stopping there. That's enough. Folks, it goes on and on and on. It goes on and on and on. Nobody complained. Nobody was demanding that. Where was the NAACP? Where was Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson? Where were they calling for Howard Stern to be removed, to be booted off the air? No, nobody said anything about it. The left was okay with this because it was one of their own. What about the Young Turks? I mean, these guys are far leftist. I mean, they are pals of Bernie Sanders. Take a listen to what they did on the air.
Apologize. I know these are like difficult words to hear, but words like n*** and f***, you n*** are why I lost my job.
He only shot a n***. Run, n***, run.
Okay, so they're like, all right, you cover that Jerry Rice looking
n***. He canceled his weekend at n***head Ranch.
His ranch was called n***head.
Which is better, n***. Or cracker.
Okay, we're going to stop here. It just goes on. You get the idea, folks. We're not making this up, but you need to hear this because you need to understand the hypocrisy here. That's what this is about, hypocrisy. You didn't hear anybody from the NAACP. You didn't hear anybody from Black Lives Matter. Didn't hear anybody from you didn't hear Barack Obama, Michelle Obama. You didn't hear any of these people condemning the Young Turks for using that language. As horrible as it is. So here's Joe Rogan, and this is his apology. And I'm just, you know, it's Joe Rogan, the fierce defender of free speech. Okay, then stop apologizing, dude. Stop apologizing.
Hello, friends. I'm making this video to talk about the most regretful and shameful thing that I've ever had to talk about publicly. There's a video that's out that's a compilation of me saying the N-word. It's a video that's made of clips taken out of context of me of 12 years of conversations on my podcast, and it's all smushed together, and it looks fucking horrible, even to me. Now, I know that to most people, there's no context where a white person is ever allowed to say that word, never mind publicly on a podcast. And I agree with that now. I haven't said it in years, but for a long time, when I would bring that word up, like if it would come up in conversation, instead of saying the N-word, I would just say the word. I thought as long as it was in context, people would understand what I was doing. Like that context was part of the clip we were talking about Red Fox, how Red Fox said that word on television in the 1970s, and how times have changed so much since then. Or about how Richard Pryor used it as one of the titles of one of his albums. Or I was quoting a Lenny Bruce bit, or I was quoting a Paul Mooney bit, or I was talking about how Quentin Tarantino used it repeatedly in Pulp Fiction, or I was talking about how a Netflix executive, ironically, used it because he was trying to compare it to another offensive word, and he said it out loud, and they fired him. Not calling anybody a word, just saying the word out loud. I was also talking about how there's not another word like it in the entire English language, because it's a word where only one group of people is allowed to use it, and they can use it in so many different ways. Like if a white person says that word, it's racist and toxic, but a black person can use it, and it could be a punchline, it could be a term of endearment, it could be lyrics to a rap song, it could be a positive affirmation. It's a very unusual word. But it's not my word to use. I'm well aware of that now.
Okay. You know what? Look, he doesn't have to apologize to me. I don't listen to the guy's podcast. But if he was really that concerned about the use of the word, then why didn't he apologize back when he said it? Or a couple of weeks later, whenever he had a come to Jesus minute and realized, oh, I probably shouldn't use that language. The only reason he's apologizing is to appease this mob out there. But again, when the left uses that kind of language, they don't have a problem with it. And it's not just Joe Rogan. Go back, there was a Kendrick Lamar concert. And I guess Grace said Kendrick Lamar is a popular music artist.
Yeah, he's pretty popular.
And he uses that word in some of his, is that true that he uses some of the word, that word in his music?
Yes, correct.
So there was, and this is not the first time this has happened, but to give everybody an example here of how dangerous this is, Grace. So there was a concert, and there was a girl, and she was what, on stage? Was she invited to come on the stage?
Yeah, he invited her to come up on stage to sing along with him.
All right, so this is a fan.
Yes.
And she was a white girl, is that right?
Yeah, and clearly in, like, high school.
a high school kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got a white high school. So you got a teenage girl.
Yeah, teenage
she's
girl.
White. And she was invited to come up on stage by Kendrick Lamar. And she's just singing along to the music, right?
Yes.
All right. And it turned out that one of the lyrics had, well, it had the N-word.
Yes, multiple times.
And she was singing it.
And she sang it and did not bleep it.
And all you know what broke loose at the Kendrick Lamar concert. We've got the audio.
Seems like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I get got.
You gotta bleep one single word,
no.
though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I do it?
Yeah, you did it.
I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
Should she stay up here, y'all?
You know, they could have... I'm surprised they didn't string her up right there, lynch the poor kid. I mean, that crowd was nasty. And what was it? Kendrick Lamar was like, hold up, hold up. No, sir, you hold up. You're the one who wrote the song. What's wrong with you? You racist? I mean, anybody who uses that word, they call a racist. So if you write the word, well, you're a racist too. Here's my record. And folks, it just goes on and on and on. Here's my recommendation. Don't buy the music. You're a white person. You're an Asian person. You're a Hispanic person. Don't buy that music. Boycott it. Because it's a trap. Sooner or later, you know what's going to happen? They're going to come and they're gonna start accessing your Spotify accounts. They're gonna start accessing your iTunes accounts. And if you're a white person and you're buying that music that includes the N-word, they're just gonna accuse you of supporting that word. You think this is crazy? We just played you audio of a teenage girl getting booed off of the stage simply for singing along with her favorite artist. This is where we are in America. It is crazy. One set of rules for one group of people, another set of rules for everybody else. That is not America, folks. Those are despicable words, absolutely. Horrific words, absolutely. But you can't tell me that there's one set of behavior for one group of people and another set for another group. That's not who we are. We can't live as a society like that. All right, look, we got to take a break. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Our world has certainly changed. Everything is online today. With all the convenience the internet has to offer, our world is more electronic than ever. You may have security systems in place for real life, but what about your online life? Identity Guard can sound the alarm if your digital presence is at risk. Here's a scary stat. Every 7 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft. 23% of those people never get their money back. And if you think it could never happen to you, think again. Identity Guard can help. They provide advanced monitoring to keep your online accounts, finances, and personal information safe. If a threat is found, you'll get alerted fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. For a limited time, Identity Guard is offering our listeners a 30-day free trial when you visit identityguard.com/Todd. Go to identitycard.com/Todd to get complete protection, huge savings, and a 30-day free trial. Certain terms apply. See site for details.
Oh, is that Jesse's girl? It sounds like Jesse's girl. I don't know. Maybe I'm off base. Who knows? All right. Kyle, our DJ's just... shrugging his shoulders. He's our music expert. Hey, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. President Trump coming up on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line in just a little while. Also, we're very excited to have Glenn Story, who is the founder, the owner of Patriot Mobile. He's going to be with us, as well as Art Alley from Timothy Plan and from Liberty University, our good friend Morse Tan, who is the new dean of the law school there. Going to weigh in on this, the Genocide Olympics. Hey, by the way, not sure if you saw this, but Grant Stinchfield has been on Newsmax exposing Nancy Pelosi's hypocrisy. Reports are Pelosi worth about $250 million. She made up to $30 million on stock trades with big tech. And Stinchfield is just sick and tired of her hypocrisy. He's launching a petition called GiveItBackNancy.com. That's GiveItBackNancy.com. I would encourage you to go sign up for the petition and then watch Stinchfield. He's on Newsmax tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, revealing the truth about Pelosi. By the way, you can get Newsmax now on every major cable system, and you can also get it on free streaming platforms. Millions of people tuning into Newsmax. It is a source you can trust. And, of course, you can see me on Newsmax on Thursdays on a Chris Salcedo show. So we have a great time over there. All right. Coming up, big, big war brewing in the Republican Party. Establishment Republicans are making their move. And it looks like Mike Pence is going to be there, is going to be the horse they want to ride to victory. Not too sure. I'm curious to see what folks are going to say on our social media pages about this. Is Mike Pence the guy to take on Donald Trump? It's, wow. They really think that's a winning formula. Over. I tried to say it with a straight face. I really did. Hey, we got to take a break here, folks. Again, 844-747-8868. Keep trying that number. Phones, they say they could be up. I don't know. We don't know when it's going to happen. It's, you know how these leftists are. Jeez, hello, America.
By now, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and how Mike Lindell is just a great American patriot, and he is, and he has done it again with his all-new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers designed to wear indoors or outdoors all day long. Those slippers are made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and they're also made with quality leather suede. Now, for a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his My Slippers. So comfortable, you're going to want to get some for the whole family. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes and click on the radio listener square. Use my promo code Starnes. You're going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstocked items such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes. You can also call 800-839-8506. Use the promo code Starnes.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2. Great to have you with us today. Man, do we have some exciting moments coming up. President Trump is going to be here in the next hour of the program. Going to be a great conversation. Glenn Story, the founder, the owner of Patriot Mobile, one of our great sponsors, is going to be here as well. And in just a little while, I think this hour of the program, we're going to be checking in with our friends over at the Timothy Plan. So great guest coming up. Our phone lines are still down. Comcast says they're at the mercy of the local power company here in Memphis. We have tens of thousands of people still without power. The infrastructure here in Memphis is just, it's disintegrated. It's terrible. This is, look, for the past 50 years, Democrats have controlled the city, and it's gone to hell in a handbasket. Beautiful town, beautiful people, and they deserve a whole lot better than they're getting right now from their power company and from their government leaders. And what can I tell you? It's horrible. And sadly, there are a good many Republican leaders here in this part of the state that are terrified of the Democrats and don't want to fight back. But you know what? That's okay, because we're happy to take up that mantle. We're happy to wage that crusade. Yes, I said crusade. There's nothing wrong with the word. Anyway, by the way, this little item in Rumble, the what do they call it? The conservative alternative to YouTube. Grace, I'm tired. I'm social media'd out.
Yeah, me too.
It may just be me. And
no,
you.
It's me too. Yeah.
By the way, let me put a pin in that. Guess who I ran into at church yesterday?
Who?
This couple comes up and they introduce themselves. And I'm like, oh, nice to meet you. And it had not registered yet. And then they go, hey, we hear Grace is doing a good job. And I'm like, yeah, sort of, you know. And it's, no, I didn't say that. And so anyway, the guy says, they're very tall people, very attractive family. And he says, it hasn't clicked yet, has it? And I'm like, oh, it's Grace's parents.
See, that's my dad. He'll just come out and say that. He'll just be like, you don't get it, dude.
You don't get it. You don't get it. No, I didn't. Clearly, I didn't get it. So they were sitting a few rows back. And then after the service, this was before the service, Grandma and Grandpa producer came by to say hello.
Yes.
So and they were all very kind. It's just a great family.
They're very tall. You are correct. Now, do you see? I'm just going to ask you this on air. Do you see the resemblance
in your mom? You and your mom look very
much. Twins.
Yes, almost. Yes.
In public, we would go shopping together, and people would be like, "Are y'all sisters?"
I see that.
It's
just
the hair.
Anyway, it was very nice to run into the family.
Well, looky there.
Why weren't you in church yesterday?
I was about to say, don't call me a heathen. I was at my church.
I'm not judging. I was just
wondering. Well, no, I was like, wow, everyone's going to think Grace's whole family went to church and she stayed home. No, no, no. I was at my church.
I did think that. I thought, oh, Grace is sleeping in today.
No.
It's cold outside.
There.
So anyway, back to the social media. Grace, it's like, and now President Trump is getting ready to launch his social media platform, and it's just like, okay.
Can we remove a few? And then I didn't realize Parler still existed, too.
Parler and Gab, and then there's something called WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
I don't get that one. And I just gave up on Telegram.
Gives me a headache.
Or Telegraph or whatever it is. So anyway, Rumble announcing they're offering Joe Rogan $100 million. If he leaves Spotify and comes to their platform.
Dang.
$100 million.
Hey, you know you're not going to get censored over there. Currently.
You hope not.
I mean, all these places started out fine, right? And then I think they just got power hungry.
Here's the thing. Do your own thing. Don't rely on anybody else. That's what Rush Limbaugh, L. Rushbo himself, that's what he told all of us. Your business model cannot be reliant upon social media platforms. So that's why everything we do, boom, right there at toddstearns.com.
If you want something right, do it yourself.
No, seriously. honest to goodness. And that way you can fix that problem. So anyway. So good luck, Joe Rogan. Looks like you know what? We'd do it for, I would do it for $1 million. Okay, maybe five.
Man, if anyone gave me $100 million, heck yeah.
Interesting story out of California, and this is, I love these mama bears. Mama bears, God love you. And all I can say is, if you are a school teacher and you come across a mama bear, you better run, because they are not to be messed with. So here's the story. This is from California, right outside of the Sacramento area. Lyman Gilmore Middle School, they had a substitute teacher. And the substitute teacher is rebuking a kid in the middle school because he's wearing a thin blue line face mask. And the substitute teacher went off on the kid. Somebody videoed this. And Fox 40 in Sacramento, one of the news organizations doing this story. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, he came home from school just expressing this verbal altercation he had with the substitute, and it was really unprovoked. He was sitting at his desk doing his math work quietly with the same thin blue line flag mask on that he wears often, and the teacher decided to basically harass him by saying that the flag on his mask was not a real American flag, and it just escalated from there. He expressed his complete distaste for law enforcement, saying he's never met a good law enforcement officer. They're out looking to get people in trouble, and he knows two people have been shot by law enforcement officers, and that the flag is the new generation of the Confederate flag. And it's, I was, of course, extremely angry, but heartbroken that this is, my son even had to deal with this.
Yeah. It was kind of weird. I never had someone talk to me like that or get in my face and yell at me, especially a teacher. I just felt not respected, or I don't know, just I felt like it wasn't a safe place at the school, and it was just really weird.
So look, there's video evidence. We've got it up on our website. You can see it for yourself. Seems to me the school, and the school said they're investigating, to their credit, but look, the investigation should not take very long. What they need to do is make sure this substitute teacher is nowhere around kids ever again. Pretty despicable what's happening. Another school in California, they made all the unmasked school children sit in a gymnasium. They locked the doors, barricaded the doors, which is a fire code violation, by the way. And then they turned down the air conditioner because they wanted to freeze the kids out. No, I'm not making this up. It's all on video. Unbelievable what they're doing to these kids. Mama Bears, I'm telling you, and the school boards are terrified. Loudoun County, which has been ground zero for a lot of this stuff, they sent out an email yesterday afternoon. This was would have been Sunday afternoon. Sent out an email, and they're telling moms, and the email went to teachers and educators. So the moms and dads didn't get this, but we've got a copy of this. And the email told the teachers that parents do not have a right to step foot on school property unless they have prior permission from the school. Folks, all I can tell you is you better look at alternatives for educating your kids, because these public schools are cracking down. And the idea that you as a parent don't have a right in Loudoun County, Virginia, to show up at your child's school unannounced, that's unacceptable. They're indoctrinating your kids, and they're turning your kids against you and this country. And you have a responsibility, moms and dads, as patriots, and grandmas and grandpas, you do too. And taxpayers at large do as well. You got to stand up to these people. Got to do it. All right. We are going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to play some audio from the Sunday shows. They're starting to, folks, the plan is coming together. You knew the establishment Republican, they were not going to go quietly into the good night. They are preparing to mount an assault against President Trump. It is a bad move, but this is the path they have chosen. And we're going to play some audio from the weekend shows to illustrate what's really going on. By the way, we talk about everything changing online these days. I mean, it's true. All your entire life is online, right? I mean, with all the convenience the internet has to offer, our world is more electronic than ever. But the problem is, you may have security systems in place for real life, but what about your online life? I want to tell you about our friends over at Identity Guard. They are sounding the alarm if your digital presence is at risk. Here's a scary stat. Get this. Every 7 seconds, somebody becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft. 23% of those people never get their money back. Now, if you think it could never happen to you, you better think again. And that's why I'm telling you about Identity Guard. They provide advanced monitoring to keep your online accounts, your finances, and your personal information safe. If a threat is found, you will get alerted fast. For example, online accounts, passwords leaked online. Somebody tries to open a bank account in your name. Well, for a limited time only, Identity Card is offering our listeners of the Todd Stern Show a 30-day free trial. I mean, that's a pretty great deal. 30-day free trial when you go to identityguard.com/Todd. Again, that's identityguard.com/Todd to get complete protection, huge savings, and a 30-day free trial. Certain terms apply. And again, see the website for details, identityguard.com/Todd.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, folks, all of you listeners down in Florida, very excited to announce that we have been added to the lineup at CPAC. I'll be delivering a speech and then moderating some panel discussions on the China virus. You're going to want to be a part of this. Not only that, we're going to be broadcasting our show from CPAC, so it'll be an opportunity for you to drop by and say hello to me and Kyle and Grace, and we're going to have a great time and looking forward to fellowshipping with our awesome audience. All right, so, oh, by the way, before we get into Trump, I have to tell you, Grace, about something that happened over the weekend. So I was I dropped the iPhone, and it cracked the covering,
yikes, the glass. That's the worst.
It's terrible, and it was time for an upgrade anyway. This is I had an iPhone 10, and I'm real bad about not doing the upgrades. And Rush Limbaugh actually introduced me to all the Apple products. So we use all Mac all the time. Oh yeah, back in the day. And he was real big on getting the latest gadgets and everything. So anyway, I got the iPhone, was it 13? Is that the latest?
Yeah, whatever the latest is. I think it's 13. I'm on 11, so I'm a little behind.
So in the past, Fox would always provide us with our phones. So, that's the way it was for years. And we would upgrade every other year or so. Whenever the upgrades came, Fox would upgrade us.
Sure.
So I go down to the Apple store, and first of all, they require you to wear the face burqa inside the Apple store.
I'm not surprised.
And it's like they have a security guard, and they're like, they're yelling at you. It's not even like, hi, how are you? So good to see you. Welcome to Apple. We know you're going to spend thousands of dollars in the next few moments, but you got to wear a face mask. Put on the face mask. I'm like, all right. Jeez, hello. Unbelievable.
Calm down.
So So I get over there, and a very helpful person, a U of M student, University of Memphis student, and very qualified, and helped set up the iPhone the whole nine yards. So part of the security system, I did the facial recognition. And I was a little, I wasn't sure about that because you know how Siri is, and you don't want to put your phone up in the morning and Siri go, oh my God, what is that? So anyway, so what you have to set it up, you have to put your phone in front of your face.
Yes.
And then it'll tell you to kind of like rotate your face, and you got to get the full.
Got to get the profile.
Well-rounded. Well, to do that, you have to take off your face mask.
This is a good point.
Right? So otherwise, it's not going to identify you. So I put it up there. And the guy says, oh, you got to take your mask off. I said, well, I don't want the security person to pull out her gun and put a bullet in me, because she was a mean critter, that one. So he says, no, it's okay, but you've got to do this. And it takes a while, right? It takes a couple of minutes to do that. So the guy goes away. I take off the mask. And then the store manager, sir, you have to put your mask on. And I'm like, well, your person there, your staffer just told me to take it off. And I'm trying to do the...
Can't win with these people.
You can't win. So now I'm concerned that I'm going to put a mask on if I ever want to access the phone, if I get into that security loop.
Oof.
It's a mess.
See, I heard they were making it to where you could wear your mask and it would recognize you by your eyeballs.
I don't know.
I'm a little insulted whenever Siri doesn't recognize my face. I'm like, do I look that bad today that you don't recognize me? Makes me question.
It's a good point. I know Siri's ornery anyway.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. Okay, so let's set this up. We're gonna get to a lot of the audio after the break here, but I want to go back to last week. Mike Pence, former vice president, throwing down against President Trump, delivering a speech at the Federalist Society. I believe they were meeting in Florida. And here is Mike Pence, cut one, please.
President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. Under the Constitution, I had no right to change the outcome of our election.
So that was the throwdown. And of course, Trump came out, and I thought he was pretty gracious. He really didn't attack Pence directly. But you heard Pence say the idea, the notion that he could have changed the outcome of the election was un-American. In effect, calling President Trump un-American. So this is happening as word leaked out that Pence was it's making a de facto move to South Carolina, which would imply that he is laying the groundwork for some sort of a political campaign. And South Carolina is a do-or-die state for Republicans. If you can lose the caucus in Iowa, you could lose in New Hampshire, but if you win in South Carolina, well, you're good to go. But that's why Pence is there. And by the way, pay attention. Any other Republican, Pompeo, Nikki Haley, Kristi Noem, any of those folks spending time in South Carolina, Ron DeSantis, get ready because it's on. So anyway, you had Mike Pence's chief of staff on one of the Sunday shows bashing the president, cut number two.
I think, unfortunately, the president had many bad advisors who were basically snake oil salesmen, giving him really random and novel ideas as to what the vice president could do. But our office, you know, researched that and recognized that was never.
Are you chucking this up to bad advisors, or was the former president seeking the bad advice?
I think that this, I don't know the answer to that question. I think that, honestly, he did get a lot of bad advice. But I think that it was not something that the vice president, from the very beginning, he counseled the president that I don't think I have that authority. Always willing to look at something that you want to send our way, but never thought he had that authority.
So, look, there were some bad eggs in that bunch. I don't think Trump is responsible for every single hire. But no doubt there were some bad eggs in the bunch. But to go out there and to attack President Trump like this, this is about something much bigger, especially when you look at who's contributing to Liz Cheney's campaign out in Wyoming. George W. Bush, you've got Jeb Bush, you've got all the Bushes throwing in, not to mention the Cheneys. Well, we'll talk more about it after the break. We'll be right back. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And just to give you a heads up, if you're just tuning in, our phone lines are still down. This major ice storm that hit Memphis, Tennessee, knocked out the phones. And hopefully those will be restored very soon. It's been 5 days. But this is what happens when you live in an area that's controlled by the Democrats. It's just the reality of life. Infrastructure gone to you-know-where in a handbasket, as they say. Wasn't Secretary Buttigieg, wasn't he in town a while back to promote how great we were doing with the infrastructure here in Memphis? Yeah, can you get his email, Grace? Please work on that. I want to send him a note. In the meantime, President Trump coming up in the next hour of the program. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we are honored to have with us the founder of Timothy Plan, Art Alley. Art, hope you're doing good today.
Listen, we live in Central Florida. It doesn't get much better than that.
Well, good for you. Well, you know what? I wish I was living in Central Florida. I thought moving from New York City back home to Memphis, I thought, okay, that's the last I've seen of snow and ice. I was clearly mistaken, Art.
Man, I'm telling you, it's crazy. Well, it's been cool down here, Todd, actually. I mean, I don't think it's going to get to 70 any day this week.
Well, you know, moving from the weather, Art, to the great work you guys are doing at Timothy Plan, there's been a lot of concern lately about what social media is doing in this country, not to mention the censorship. But one of the great things about Timothy Plan, you guys filter out companies like Facebook. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we do, and they're not our friend. I mean, if anybody takes a little effort and time to research what in the world's going on, and you don't even need to do that anymore. Just watch, you know, legitimate news, which there are very few stations on, that expose the evil agenda all of these humongous big tech companies are involved in. And unfortunately, they're so big, they dominate the various stock indexes. We screen them all out for numerous reasons. Facebook, we could spend the next 2 hours talking about that. But they just promote an unholy, evil agenda. We won't own them. And when they're doing well, we might performance-wise trail the indexes a little bit, but they haven't been doing so well lately, and you know we're way ahead of them. So it all comes out in the wash. But the bottom line, Todd, as you well know, do you really want to invest in someone who's trying to destroy you? And the answer ought to be no. And I think people are waking up to the fact that we should not only not buy their products, we should not own their stock. And that's what Timothy does. We do deep research. We will not own shares of those kinds of companies.
And I just think that is so reassuring to investors like myself. Folks, timothyplan.com is the website, and we have a direct link to that in our live show blog. But let's take Facebook for a moment, Art, because there are people, and probably Christians, listening to this program. They've invested their money in Facebook's parent company, and they may not be aware that that money is being invested in industries that practice, you know, immoral behaviors like the sex trafficking industry.
Well, that's a mouthful, and that's absolutely true. But it's even more than that, Todd. They probably own mutual funds that probably own Facebook, and they just aren't aware of that. So they can be kind of innocent bystanders that end up owning it anyway. And that's where we come in. And in fact, we have developed, and I think we've spoken about this in the past, a service where people can call us, tell us what funds they're invested in, and we can give them a report called Evaluator that calculates how much money the funds that they're invested in have invested in companies that would keep them awake at night if they knew that.
I love this this tool that you guys have called the Evaluator. Explain right. How this screens out corporations that are funding these anti-biblical values.
Well, it doesn't screen it out. It calculates how much money every fund in the entire industry has invested in those companies that are pursuing an unholy agenda, and is simply a program, a computerized program, that looks at the portfolios every quarter of every fund, compares them to the research we do of the companies that are pursuing an unholy agenda, and exposes how much money investors in those funds have invested in those kinds of companies. In fact, we name the major ones so that they know really where their money is being invested.
I'm curious, you know, and again, as an investor, there are people out there wondering, okay, well, how effective is that financially? Are you finding over the years? I mean, you guys have been doing this for what, more than 25 years now. What has been the track record?
Well, that was a question when we launched, Timothy, and my friends on Wall Street said, "You're nuts. You can't do that." I said, "What do you mean? You cannot screen out investing in the biggest, most profitable companies in the industry and expect to get good investment returns." Well, my response has not changed over the years, Todd. If you are a Bible-believing Christian, and you don't have to be to invest in Timothy, by the way, but if you are and have some kind of a basic moral value system, obedience trumps performance every time. And that is still true. If we had to give up performance to be more obedient biblically in the way we, and we are a biblically responsible investment fund, family of funds, we would do that. But over the 28 years, actually, that we've been in existence, our investors have found that they get very competitive returns without having to participate in companies that they really don't want to own.
And I think that's the headline here.
You know, let me give you an example. If I could show you a company that's going to double your money in 2 years, would you be interested in investing in it?
Answer
would be, of course. I mean, if it really would. And then I were to tell you, well, it's an abortion mill. Would you still want to invest in it?
There you go.
See? That makes it pretty real, and you know, we've proven that you just don't have to, and you get good. Money managers are the key to good performance, and we got some of the best in the entire industry managing our various funds.
And that was the big headline coming out from a press release just a few days ago. Timothy Plan achieves $2 billion benchmark through biblically responsible investing model. I mean, that's pretty significant.
Well, it is, except it's still kind of small compared to the humongous funds that are out there. But to me, what that means is we've taken $2 billion out of the hands of the world. And, you know, we're just going to keep going as long as the Lord lets us do it.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Art, we're gonna leave it there. Folks, again, go to Timothy Plan, timothyplan.com. We've got a direct link to the website over on our live show blog. And, folks, you got to check out this website. It's so user-friendly. And, Art, I will tell you, that is a great benefit to someone like me, that it is very user-friendly.
It had to be for me. I mean, I don't do this stuff, and it's really easy to navigate. So you're right. Thank you very much for saying that.
Well, Art, we always appreciate having you on the program, and we are great supporters of you guys, and we appreciate your great support to this radio program and really helping out our audience members as they get into investing.
Well, man, the work you do is critical. People have got to know what's really going on, and thank you for sharing the truth with your audience.
All right, folks, just a good man, a good ministry, and it is helping out so many people making smart decisions about your money and investment. Timothy Plan, folks, we've got all the links there in our live show blog. Art Alley, the founder of this incredible organization. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, our telephone number, our website, toddstearns.com. Check out the live show blog. Check out Timothy Plan. Especially moms, dads, we have a lot of young homeschoolers that are just starting out. Maybe you've got a little bit of money. Now is the time to start investing while you're young, and doing so in a way that is not supporting organizations like Facebook or Planned Parenthood. Start asking those tough questions. Timothy Plan's already done all the legwork for you and has made it super simple for you. We'll be right back, America.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Grace, they've got to do something here. I'm going through withdrawal. I haven't heard from Joe from LJ or Miss Janice in New Orleans or Connor in Boston or Miss Carlotta in Rhode Island.
We should like make a montage. Best calls.
Our good buddy down in the Villages. It's just
Mark
horrible.
From the Villages.
I just feel so.
You think you miss him? I'm the call screener over here.
I saw you napping earlier.
I mean.
Or you might have been in prayer. I don't know. But I know it's
praying the phones get fixed.
It's killing us here, folks. And there's nothing we can do about it. So, by the way, so here's what we're going to do. Go ahead and grab something. You need to write something down here. Or if you have your brand new iPhone 13, write this down. Or maybe you can speak into it. I don't know. This thing could probably drive my car. We're going to ask a question we're going to let you ask the president a question. So you've got to write in your question. And I want you to send your question to President Trump. So if you would like us to ask the president a question on your behalf, send us an email, info@kwamradio.com. That's info@kwamradio.com, kwamradio.com. And we'll pick a couple. And we'll toss those into the questions we already have lined up for the president. And by the way, no, the great thing about President Trump, he doesn't ask for the questions in advance. You don't have to get the questions approved. That's just the kind of a guy he is. And so you will know that when I ask him a question, this is the first he's hearing about it. And I like that. You know, the guy that tells me this is a man who is confident in who he is, and he doesn't need to have some sort of a primer or have the answers written out. And I like that. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. That is not working. You see what I did, Grace?
I'd rather you stay in the habit, though, because then the phones will get back, and then you won't say the phone number. I'm like, Todd, you got to tell people where to call.
It's terrible.
It's okay.
But info@kwamradio.com if you want to submit your question for President Trump.
You know what they say about old age, Todd.
Grace, go stand in the corner. By the way, I feel bad for the children. It's all about the children. That's what this program is all about, the children of America.
Everything's for the children.
You know why? Because the children are our future, as the songwriter
That's true.
Saying.
I'm a little worried.
So New York City's mayor, Eric Adams, you know, the guy says he's a vegetarian, but they caught him eating fish the other day.
I think that he's a pescatarian, though.
I don't know. Remember Pinky Tuscadero, by the way? Happy Days. Pinky Tuscadero.
Oh, gosh, no, Todd. You know I don't know.
All right, anyway, Google it.
Okay.
So the mayor of New York City, who is a pescatarian, but is in reality, he says he's a vegetarian, but he does eat meat, or at least fish. He says that he's making the children go vegan on Fridays at the schools, public schools.
What about the vegan, vegan Fridays at schools? Because we know that you love your vegan food.
Well, I love healthy food and I love life, and our children should not continually being fed a food that's causing their health care crises. Childhood obesity, childhood diabetes, asthma, there's a real correlation to what we serve in the Department of Education every day and what is being served in our hospitals, our jails. We should not be feeding the crises, and we're going to allow the children to have the option of tasting some good tasting healthy food. And you know what? They ask for this. They are tired of the food that they are being fed in their schools, and they want healthy options.
I worry about it because it's always like mystery meat. Remember, even when I was growing up,
you didn't even know when that was.
It was mystery meat at school. But I'm concerned, will it be mystery tofu now on Fridays?
Well, you know, our children are weighing in. They're doing food testing. They're determining the type of food that they want that's healthy, and we want to give them the options, and I'm hoping they take it home to their family members. We have to deal with our health care crisis. This is not sustainable the way we are living, and I'm going to give people an option.
All right I'm calling BS here. I don't know of any kids that are begging for their school lunches to go vegan. I mean, let's get real for a minute. Really, come on. Given the choice between delicious chicken tenders or a cheeseburger, you're telling me the kids would rather go with the cauliflower? I don't buy it. Unless I'm missing something in the psyche of a child, the kids are not going for the carrot sticks. They're going for the candy bars. I mean, just think about it. Grace, you've got younger siblings. I mean, would they go for the cheeseburger or the cauliflower?
I mean, what kid wouldn't? They'd go for the cheeseburger.
Well, of course. Or the pizza. That was the best part of going to public school was pizza day, when you got that big square slab of pizza.
Or Taco Tuesday.
Well, they didn't have Taco Tuesday when I was.
I just know they did at my brother's school.
Some schools even have like buffets now. You can, you know, or salad bars.
See, I was homeschooled. I'm not very educated on the cafeteria choices.
Yeah, you are. I mean, well,
I had good stuff because my mom made it.
So in Louisiana, I remember, and no offense to growing up in North Mississippi grade school, but the food sucked. But when we moved to Louisiana, they were serving stuff like jambalaya, homemade biscuits.
Okay.
I mean, this is like in the public schools, red beans and rice with andouille sausage.
I love it.
I mean, yeah, I think Louisiana, you know, is maybe high up there with the diabetes, but at least everybody's happy. I mean, if I'm in New York City, it's bad enough. You know, you got all the mobs and the rioting and the looting, the pillaging and plundering and the homeless people and all that stuff. You got to have something to take the edge off. And I'm not sure a celery stick is going to do it. You got to give the kids some good food.
Give them a sugar rush.
In case they get whacked, you know, trying to get back home. And a sugar rush is not, you know, that's not a bad thing. I'm just saying. By the way, I do want to say thank you. Yesterday on the, was it on Friday, we had a guy from the Williams Sausage Company, which I believe is in Union City. Is that in West Tennessee?
Yeah, I think so.
And they brought by a couple of cases of their homemade sausages. And Grace, I know you took some home.
I did, and I made some yesterday.
How was it?
Very good.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, it's my favorite sausage.
Very good.
And it's a family-owned operation, and it's not one of the big corporate, you know, things. It's just local folks.
Yep. Made some eggs, made some sausage.
Now, if you like,
I went to church.
If you like spicy stuff, oh, so you did go to church.
I did.
If you like spicy stuff, you got to get their spicy sausage.
Yeah, I had the mild.
Okay.
I think I'd like a little kick to it, though.
Well, if you order, tell them that Todd Stern sent you because I want some more free sausage.
Okay, so I'll remember that.
It's all very selfish. Coming up in the next hour, Glenn Story, the founder of Patriot Mobile, and also President Trump. Send your questions right now. If you want to ask the president a question, info@kwamradio.com. That's info@kwamradio.com. Stick around, everybody. It's about to get really crazy around here. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us today. We are broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. From our Southern Command, Memphis, Tennessee, our flagship radio station, say hello to all of our great listeners on KWAM News Talk, 107.9 FM, 990 AM, the mighty 990 is what they call it. And that's the station I own, by the way. Proud to be a small business owner here in Memphis, Tennessee. Folks, this hour of the program, it's jam-packed. We have our good friend Glenn Story from Patriot Mobile. He's going to be here along with the president, former president of these great United States, Donald John Trump, and he'll be coming up at the bottom of the hour. And we're giving you an opportunity, by the way, if you would like to ask the president a question, you need to email that question to us, and we will be happy to ask that on your behalf. You can do that info@kwamradio.com. That's info@kwamradio.com. So, look, interesting series of developments over the past little while. We've been talking about this looming civil war within the Republican Party. And if nothing else, President Trump has done a phenomenal job of helping define the sides here. And this battle is really not so much about President Trump as it is about the heart and soul of the Republican Party. What does it mean to be a Republican? Now, earlier today, National Review posted a scathing, scathing editorial against former President Trump. National Review, which was really the flagship publication for conservatism, founded by William F. Buckley Jr. many years ago, has now embraced Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney calling the Republican National Committee's decision to censure them both morally repellent and political malpractice of the highest order. Again, National Review, which was the standard when it came to conservative publications, has moved to the center, possibly center-left, especially when it comes to Adam Kinzinger. They posted an editorial over the weekend commending Cheney and Kinzinger for siding with Democrats and for joining the January 6th Select Committee. No Republicans on that committee, by the way. None. None. National Review writing, the action of the mob on January 6th was an indefensible disgrace. And they called for a full accounting of January the 6th. Quote, it is deserving of both political accountability and criminal prosecution. Aspects of it are also fit subjects for a properly conducted congressional inquiry. It is wrong to minimize or excuse what happened that day. But the reality is we really don't know what happened that day because the committee's not investigating that. They're trying to destroy Donald Trump and throw him in jail. That's the whole point of the committee. They don't want to get to the truth of what happened on that day. They just want to find dirt on Donald Trump. And again, I go back to Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans' decision not to participate. I felt at the time that it was a bad mistake, and I still do to this day. And the reason why is you're only getting one side of the story, the Democrat side. Now comes word that Jonah Goldberg, from formerly of Fox News, and he left in a tizzy. He was very upset. He has now joined CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Well, it's always nice to hear from Judge Joe Brown. Haven't heard from him a lot today. Judge, hope you're doing well. Hope you have power, sir. You know, the judge lives here in Memphis. But he knows what CNN's all about. So Jonah Goldberg, now joining the cast of Leftist at CNN, along with the little dwarf king himself, Brian Stelter. They got a lot of empty positions over there. People are dropping like flies. By the way, Megyn Kelly says there's more dirt to come out of CNN. We will keep you posted on that. And then there's Chris Christie over the weekend on one of the Sunday shows, ABC News This Week. Chris Christie, El Gigante himself, here's what he had to say.
So Chris Christie, you can answer that question. Where does he really stand and why now? Why did he do it now?
Well, look, Martha, I think that the actions the vice president took on January 6th spoke loudly, and I'm glad he's finally put words to it. I don't know why it took him so long, but I'm glad that he did. And let's face it, let's call this what it is. January 6th was a riot that was incited by Donald Trump in an effort to intimidate Mike Pence and the Congress into doing exactly what he said in his own words last week, overturn the election. Now, he's tried to do a cleanup on aisle one here and correcting that stuff, but it's not going to change. He actually told the truth by accident. He wanted the election to be overturned. Donald Trump did respond to what the vice president said. And I think it's kind of akin to the kid standing in the corner holding his breath. You know, it's immature and it's beneath the office that he held.
So there you go. Now Chris Christie turning on the president in a very public way. You've got George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, all the Bushies. They're going in with Liz Cheney. And you have Mike Pence stepping out and publicly opposing President Trump. Pence's chief of staff is the hatchet man. He was on one of the weekend shows, cut number two.
I think, unfortunately, the president had many bad advisors who were basically snake oil salesmen, giving him really random and novel ideas as to what the vice president could do. But our office, you know, researched that and recognized that was never an
option. Are you chucking this up to bad advisors, or was the former president seeking the bad advice?
I think that this, I don't know the answer to that question. I think that honestly, he did get a lot of bad advice, but I think that it was not something that the vice president from the very beginning, he counseled the president that I don't think I have that authority. Always willing to look at something that you want to send our way, but never thought he had that authority.
So the question, and we'll ask the president this question, you've got people on the vice president's side who believe the president surrounded himself with snake oil salesmen, again, calling into question the president's judgment. Here's my concern here, folks. And look, the Republicans can do what they want to do. If they want to have this fight, they're going to have this fight. Democrats are having a very similar fight between the leftist and the socialist. And there's really not much daylight between those two groups. But there is a vast difference in the Republican Party between the Make America Great Again pro-Trump crowd and the establishment Republican side. There just is. So there needs to be a coming together of the minds here. And maybe there is, but George Bush, if they are not careful, this divide could carry over into the midterms, and it could jeopardize whatever chances the Republicans have, which are good, by the way, of actually retaking the House of Representatives and the Senate. So they're going to play this game. It's out there now. There's no mulligans here. There are no do-overs. So what's been done has been done. The question is, where does all of this go? And will this explode into a full-blown war against President Trump and all of his supporters and the candidates he's endorsing? All right, we got to take a break here. I want to tell you, though, first about our good friends over at AMAC. AMAC, over 2 million members strong. I'm one of them. America's largest organization for conservative seniors. Folks, no doubt about it. We dodged a bullet in January. We scored big victories in stopping the big spending Build Back Better scheme, and we saved the filibuster. And it's all because of the great work of AMAC and their membership. And that's why I'm urging you to check out AMAC. You're going to get great membership benefits. You're going to get great discounts on hotels, travel, and restaurants. But at the same time, your membership is actually supporting your values. We talked a lot about that on this radio program. And that's why I want you to go to amac.us/starns today to start your discounts. That's amac.us/starns. And you're going to be able to become a member of AMAC just like me. They need you. And America needs AMAC. That's amac.us/starns.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today. In just a few moments on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, President Trump, is going to be hanging out with us. That's going to be a fun conversation. But in the meantime, I'm very excited to introduce you to the man who created that Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, the man behind Patriot Mobile, Glenn Story. Glenn, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
Glenn.
It's great to be with you, and thank you for hosting me.
Well, absolutely, Glenn, and it's got to be kind of cool to have the president phoning in on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line.
I couldn't imagine anything better, right? Well, but however, I'll say we just wrapped up a meeting with Marjorie Dannenfelser and the SBA list, and we were praying over the justices that are coming up for this Roe versus Wade case. And you know what? That's pretty darn good, too.
You know, Glenn, it is. And I want to, in just a few moments, I want you to tell us the story of Patriot Mobile. You know, we've been talking for months now on this program about the fact that if you have AT&T or Verizon or Comcast or whatever, a portion of your bill, the money you pay, is funding organizations that run just flat out contrary to everything we believe. And that's one of the reasons that we are so supportive of you guys, because you're supporting organizations that many conservatives, many Christians care about. And of course, you guys are the only Christian conservative wireless carrier in the country.
Yes, that is correct. And I will just say, you did it better than I could do it. It sounds like you've been talking about Patriot for a while.
well, you know, it's easy to do, Glenn, because it's a great product. We just had a guy, Bob from Collierville, Tennessee, was writing, singing y'all's praises on our Facebook live stream. He's one of the guys who just made the switch over, and he's so glad he did.
Yes. Todd, I'm sorry I cut out on you. What did you say, sir?
No, that's okay. We're on a Skype, by the way, so you'll have to excuse us, folks. Again, our Comcast business lines are down because of the ice storm, so we're sort of doing workarounds today. Glenn Story with Patriot Mobile with us today. Glenn, let's take folks back and just tell us real quickly here the history of Patriot Mobile, why you decided to start the company.
Well, I'm going to take you back to ground zero. The real reason we started the business was one of our original founders was running a campaign for Colonel Allen West in 2012, and you know, he ended up getting beat for a variety of reasons. But one of the reasons they went in is they went in back and looked at what happened in the election cycle, and basically a small phone company out of San Francisco put boots on the ground, knocking doors, and calling Colonel West a woman beater. Now, I know Colonel West personally, and for them to do what they did and influence election, well, as we dug through it, we found that they went after 10 Tea Party candidates, and they beat 5 because of their efforts. And we realized right away that something needed to be done on our side. And so we went and met with a couple of the large organizations, and nobody on the right was offering a conservative cell phone company or a company for conservatives. And it was just a beautiful thing. God put this opportunity in front of us, and we started Patriot Mobile. And, you know, we've morphed from being a purely political company to being a Judeo-Christian organization. So everything we do falls along 4 verticals: the First Amendment, or the right to assemble, the right to the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, then the right to bear arms, military and first responders, and then above all, sanctity of life. So we value everything we do has something to do with those four verticals.
And Glenn, again, the great thing here is that you guys are not just you're just not talking the talk, you're walking it. And I know during the March for Life, you guys were very active, very visible at the gatherings there. And last year at CPAC, you guys had a tremendous booth just right down from ours. So your boots on the ground, meeting people, shaking hands, and signing people up for the great services y'all provide.
Well, that's right. And so I'm glad you brought that up. What's really interesting, we are having a big force. We'll be at CPAC down in Orlando in 2 weeks. And, you know, we sell cell phone service, and we carve out a portion of every phone bill and donate it to causes that matter, right, that align with our customers. And it's really, God has had an incredible influence on this business. And yes, we try to support the organizations, and we're going to continue to do so.
PatriotMobile.com/Todd, ladies and gentlemen. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. And if you're a veteran or first responder, Glenn, one of the great things you guys do, you provide some really wonderful discounts. I know Bob from Collierville, who wrote in, is a military veteran, and he really appreciated those discounts.
Well, that is awesome. We do give discounts to military and first responders. Look, that, from my perspective, without them, we don't have a country, right? And so we value them as partners and or as customers, and we'll continue to offer those discounts.
And I thought about you guys. I was watching President Trump's speech out in Arizona, and he was talking about all you people out there, you know, who are supporting AT&T. You're supporting these companies that are literally silencing conservative voices, like One America News, for example. And I immediately thought about Patriot Mobile. I mean, this is the solution to all of those left-wing organizations, is to support companies like Patriot Mobile that share our values.
That's right, and that we offer an alternative to the big mobile carriers. You know, the fact of the matter is they donate to both sides, right? And, I mean, AT&T donates to the left and to the right. Well, we donate purely to the right, and it's really what most folks want. We provide that alternative to large woke organizations.
I think that's incredible. Do you guys keep track of like how many customers you have? How many folks are using Patriot Mobile?
Yeah, well, absolutely, we keep track of it. We look at it every day.
You know, that's the main goal, is to generate subscribers, which allows us to take care of our mission. You know, we are a mission-driven business. And the cell phone just happens to be the vessel that allows us to do what we want to do.
Well, I just think that's terrific, and we're gonna be giving you guys a great big shout out as we get ready and gear up for our conversation with the president in just a few moments. And Glenn, look forward to seeing you at CPAC in a couple of weeks down in Orlando.
Yeah, we look forward to it, and certainly give us a nudge to the president. We are we love what he stands for, and we will continue to support him.
Sounds good. All right, Glenn Story, ladies and gentlemen, on our Skype line as we're dealing with some phone issues with Comcast. Glenn Story, the founder of Patriot Mobile, mobilizing freedom. And best of all, folks, and this has sort of been a theme of this radio program over the course of the 5 years as we celebrate our five-year anniversary, is we do want to support companies and organizations that share our values. And that's why we are so happy to tell you about Patriot Mobile. If you would like information, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. You can also call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT, and they're going to give you a special discount and free premier activation today if you use the promo code Todd. All right, got to take a break. President Trump, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next. The Todd Starnes Radio Show. Glad to have you with us. And we are waiting for the president to call in. So in a matter of moments, we'll be hearing from the president. Again, this is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. I want to go back and play some audio for you. This is from last week. Mike Pence, the vice president, taking a cheap shot at President Trump during a speech he gave to the Federalist Society.
President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. Under the Constitution, I had no right to change the outcome of our election.
And that launched what would have been and what did become a weekend of attacks directed at President Trump. You had the former New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, going out on ABC saying that the January 6th was a riot incited by the president. Let's take a listen to that audio.
So Chris Christie, you can answer that question. Where does he really stand and why now? Why did he do it now?
Well, look, Martha, I think that the actions the vice president took on January 6th spoke loudly, and I'm glad he's finally put words to it. I don't know why it took him so long, but I'm glad that he did. And let's face it, let's call this what it is. January 6th was a riot that was incited by Donald Trump in an effort to intimidate Mike Pence and the Congress into doing exactly what he said in his own words last week, overturn the election. Now, he's tried to do a cleanup on aisle one here and correcting that stuff, but it's not going to change. He actually told the truth by accident. He wanted the election to be overturned. Donald Trump did respond to what the vice president said, and I think it's kind of akin to the kid standing in the corner holding his breath. You know, it's immature, and it's beneath the office that he held.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what a rhino sounds like. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have with us President Trump. Mr. President, always good to have you with us.
Okay, it's great to be with you, Todd.
Mr. President, I want to get your take on what's been happening since Friday. You had Mike Pence coming out and taking a cheap shot at you. Then you had his chief of staff and Chris Christie coming out over the weekend. Do you feel a sense of betrayal from these guys?
Well, I think in a lot of ways they don't exactly understand the issue, and I think he never did. If you have voter fraud, if you have ballot harvesting at levels like nobody's ever seen, and that's about to be released, you know that, there are numbers that are not even believable, they're so big. But even before this that's coming out, and you see what's happening with it, people are starting to talk about it, but this is on tape, this is video, this is pictures, this is everything 100%. But even before that, you had, in many cases, more votes than you had voters, little things like that. You had ballot harvesting. You had many, many affidavits from many, many, many people, thousands of people saying what went on in the various, in particular, the swing states. So if you know that there's something wrong, if you know, as an example, that in certain states you had more votes than you had voters, then I think you have an obligation to send it back to the legislatures. And I never said turn it over, as Thomas Jefferson did. By the way, Thomas Jefferson kept the votes. Mike Pence just said he'll send it to the old crow, Mitch McConnell, where it just sat. Can you imagine Schumer doing that? If Schumer ever was in that position, he would have never allowed this to happen. He would have never allowed a race that was so corrupt and so horrible. And now is found out to be, because you take a look at the five states, you take a look at other states, see what's going on there. Take a look at what's happening in Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Take a look at what's happening, what should be happening in Georgia. Take a look at what's going on in these states, and you'll see something like nobody can believe. So if you know something's wrong, or even possibly wrong, wouldn't you send it back to the legislatures of those states? Please check this and get back to us immediately. That's all they had to do. And the very, very interesting thing, you know, I say, are they supposed to be a conveyor belt that votes whether they're correct or incorrect, or there's major doubt about, you're going to be conveyor belt and convey it right in for somebody to really destroy our nation? Because look at what's happened to our country, Todd, in the last short period of time. There has never been destruction to a country, to our country, like this. You could add up the five worst presidents in history, and they don't even come close to what this guy's done in a period of 1 year. So look at what they've done. But very simply, if you think there was fraud or irregularities, you can send that back to have their legislatures check. It wouldn't take long. Please get right back to us. But the interesting part is, when this was all happening, you and everybody else heard something, and the something that you heard was that we cannot do it, that the vice president is not allowed under any circumstances, no matter how bad it was, no matter how fraudulent it was, no matter what you found or will find, the vice president has no say. Now, remember this. I didn't say turn over the election. I said send it back. I want you to send it back. I recommend it strongly for verification to the legislatures. But when you heard that he had no choice, he couldn't do anything, okay, that's fine. How come Susan Collins and Murkowski, the rhinos, and how come all of the Democrats are working so hard to change the law to stop the vice president in the future from doing it? So if he had no choice but to do it, how come they want a law change saying that he can no longer do it? And that was supposed to be foolproof. They were saying he has absolutely no right under any circumstances to do it. And yet they're working, Todd, full time right now. They're working full time to try and change the law so the vice president in the future can't do it. And I say that to anybody that listens. And when they hear it, they agree. Most agreed anyway. You know, many people agreed anyway.
You know,
if you think there's something wrong, you should send it back to the legislature. And that's what we were talking about, sending it back to the legislature. Now, again, it was a long time ago. Thomas Jefferson, there was a big dispute in Georgia. He kept the votes for him and his president. He kept the votes. Mike chose not to do it. But remember this final little statement. Very simply put, he had no right to do it, according to all of these people, Democrats and rhinos. He had no right to do it. Okay, so why are they changing the law? Why are they working so feverishly right now and changing the law so that they take away his right to do it? So they're saying he did, in fact, have the right to do it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be changing the law. We're trying to.
It's a fair question, Mr. President, and one that deserves an answer. I want to switch gears real quick. You have been warning Americans for years about the cancel culture mob. They came after Joe Rogan with such ferocity, and they're trying to get this guy erased. Even the president of the United States, Joe Biden, weighing in, the White House weighing in, and wanting Spotify to cancel Joe Rogan. Do you stand with Joe?
I stand with Joe. I stand with free speech. I stand with fair elections. I stand with strong borders. Look at what's happening to our country. We have millions and millions of people pouring into our country. We have no idea where they come from, what they stand for. We have terrorists coming into our country. We'll be paying a big price over the years. We have prisoners. They're emptying their prisons into our country. We have no borders whatsoever. And our elections are corrupt. No voter ID. When they fight for no voter ID, what do you think that means? They fight, we don't want voter ID. We will not approve anything with voter ID. There's only one reason they do that, because they are defrauding the people of this country from a fair and free election. Why wouldn't somebody want voter ID? In other words, you're going to vote, and we want to see voter ID. We want a picture or whatever is necessary for voter ID. And interesting, when the Democrats had their national convention, they had very large pictures of themselves before they could get in. You wouldn't get in. You couldn't get in no matter who you were unless you had voter ID, unless you had an ID. They called it an identification card, which was strong with a big picture, a picture the size of your chest. And if you didn't do that, you couldn't get into the Democrat National Convention. But when it comes to voting, they don't want that. All they want is mail-in voting because it's corrupt.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is President Trump. Mr. President, Stacey Abrams making some news. She was photographed without wearing a face mask. All these children in this classroom surrounding her, they had to wear the masks. And we've seen this play out with, you know, Gavin Newsom, Eric Garcetti, London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, this double standard that's out there, Mr. President.
It's a double standard. I think she's going to be beaten by David Perdue. I think David Perdue, I'm hearing that he's doing really well in Georgia. They're very angry with the Secretary of State. They're very angry with the governor of Georgia for allowing that election to take place. It was corrupt, and people are now seeing it. And now with the ballot harvesting coming out, hopefully they'll be doing something about that, because the ballot harvesting, the illegal ballot harvesting, which they now have on tape. So it's not like, oh, gee, this happened. No, it's on tape with moving tape and with live silent tape. They have every form of picture you can have, every form of technology. They took pictures of these guys with the votes because they couldn't get paid unless they had a picture with them on the votes, stuffing the ballot boxes. So they have everything. And people are very upset in Georgia because we won Georgia by a lot. Georgia was not even close. Georgia's a red state, and we won. It's red state unless they cheat. And it'll be very interesting to see whether or not the Secretary of State, and hopefully he will, whether or not he gets involved with a ballot harvesting that's just been released, True to Vote, just been released, just being released. I guess it really comes out over the next few weeks. But these are hundreds of hours of tapes of people cheating with thousands and thousands of ballots, numbers that are massive, actually. It's a massive voter fraud on our country.
How concerned are you, Mr. President, about the redistricting efforts? I know you put out a statement a few days ago, very concerned. And what do the Republicans need to be doing?
Well, if you look at New York as an example, they're going to pick up four seats probably because of the way they redistricted. And the way they redistricted is violent, vicious, and otherwise would be called a joke. And even the New York Times did an editorial about the fact that this is a terrible thing that the Democrats are doing. They're going to pick up four seats, whereas they would have had none. That's in one location, and they have other locations also. So they're redistricting, and they fight a very strong battle in terms of elections. And frankly, their policies are no good. Defund the police, sanctuary cities, no voter ID, all of this is higher taxes. weak military. I mean, they have the worst policy, but they know how to cheat on elections. That's their strength. That's the only thing they do. They cheat on elections, and it's a terrible thing for our country.
You know, Mr. President, our time is quickly expiring here, and there was a minister who wrote in and said, Todd, we want you to tell President Trump that there are many, many people of faith that are praying for the president. And how can people do that, Mr. President? How can they support you and pray for you?
Well, they can send money because these people are well-financed, and it's called Make America Great Again, Make America Great Again, PAC. And it's doing well, but whatever they send would be great. But we're fighting for religion. We're fighting for exactly what you're talking about. We fight for life. We fight for things that people aren't, they don't fight like they used to, or maybe they never fought before. I don't know. But we're fighting for the country because our country is in trouble. We have corrupt politicians, and we have people that are using law enforcement for political purposes. It's a disgrace what they're doing. Nobody's ever seen anything like it, never like this. And what they're doing, I just don't think is going to be sustainable or allowed. I just don't think it can be allowed. So make America great again, PAC. And if they did that, that'd be great. And I will only tell you this, I'm fighting very hard for you. We've never had better poll numbers. My poll numbers are through the roof. Both the primary polls, I'm the highest I've ever been. And also the general election polls against Biden and against Harris, they're very strong. But, you know, how could they possibly be strong on the other side after Afghanistan? As an example, I think that the lowest point in the history of our country in terms of embarrassment was the way we pulled out of Afghanistan. And I'm the one that got it down to 2,000 troops. I got us there. But we were going to pull out with strength and dignity, and we were going to take our equipment with us. We would have had no death. We lost 13, but we had horrible, horrible injuries of so many more. And I think it was the lowest point, in my opinion, in the history of our country. And it's having an impact right now. Russia doesn't have any respect for us or our leader. China has no respect for us or our leader. And, you know, the Afghanistan, the way they did that, leaving $85 billion worth of equipment behind, dead soldiers, and leaving hostages. I mean, to this day, we have people there. They don't know how to get them out. They don't know how they're going to get them out.
It's true.
And they're in great danger.
Well, Mr.
So
President,
the way they did that was horrible. There was no, you know, in my administration for 18 months, not one soldier was killed or even shot at because they understood can't do that.
That's true.
So it's a very sad time for our country.
Well, Mr. President, we always appreciate you coming on the program. You've got a lot of supporters all over America, and you know that. And honestly, you need another hat, though, one that says Trump was right all along.
We were right about a lot of things.
Yes, you were.
Thank you very much, Todd.
All right. Thanks, Mr. President. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Donald Trump from Mar-a-Lago. And we appreciate the president coming on the program. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back. Great to have you guys with us. Just got a couple of seconds here before we have to ramp up for the day. But we will have the entire Trump interview posted on toddstarnes.com. You can download our podcast. You can listen to it there. The president weighing in on some of the big stories, saying he stands with Joe Rogan in the fight for free speech. If you heard the president, he sort of hedged. He would not say that Pence betrayed him with his remarks there before the Federalist Society. And he also predicted that David Perdue was going to beat Stacey Abrams because of that photograph of Abrams surrounded by the masked children at the elementary school. So a lot going on there in that interview with the president, and you'll be able to check that out over at ToddStarnes.com. www.freeamerica.com in just, I would say 5 or 6 minutes. Also, it's a great opportunity for you to head over there and sign up for the newsletter. We will have a newsletter going out in about 10 minutes. So now's a great time for you to sign up. Again, all of those products are free of charge for you, just as a way of keeping you informed and keeping you up to date on what's been happening around the country. Grace Baker, this has been a crazy day, so I'm ready for
busy,
it.
Busy, busy
yeah.
Monday.
Oh, and it's going to be tomorrow even bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
always
not gonna, really.
Well,
I'm going to have the president.
Say that,
but,
yeah.
Know. It's going to be a good day, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And hopefully we'll get the phones back. I kind of miss talking to you folks. And we got to give Grace something to do. I may have to go mow the grass or something, Grace, at the compound. All right, folks, been a great day. Get out there. Be good, America. I'm Todd Starnes.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.